the rest of the story. When Dan Fox died, February this year, it was national news because the retired General Electric Company chemist was the creator of a tough little synthetic that revolutionized American industry, a super substance called Lexan. Since Dan Fox invented Lexan more than 30 years ago, the GE plastics business has grown from about $10 million in sales annually to over $3 billion. Before Dan retired in the spring of 1988, he had accumulated 49 patents. He had received General Electric's prestigious Charles Steinmetz Award. He had GE buildings named after him in two hemispheres. For Dan Fox did a lot for GE. Nothing, however, as big as Lexan. One of the most widely used engineering materials in the world, Lexan is the stuff of which compact discs are made, and computer housings and car bumpers and baby bottles. In fact, the clear plastic face shield on the helmet of the first astronaut on the moon was made of Lexan. Today, the incredible polycarbonate resin is manufactured on three continents, found on every continent, and this enormous advancement in the field of synthetics is traceable to one man, Dan Fox. Many company insiders believe that there never would have been a GE Plastics division without Dan, mainly because of Lexan. Regarding polycarbonate specifically, Dan, well, he wrote the book. In fact, he wrote the book, the first one literally ever published on that subject in 1962. But this is the rest of the story. In 1953, Dan Fox was 6 months out of college, and he was working for General Electric. He was a chemist in a research team at the corporate lab in Schenectady. One day, the master stroke for which he would be remembered forever after. The substance with which Dan had been experimenting was adequate in every way, except it degraded in the presence of steam. And then he recalled that guaiacol carbonate was steam resistant, but he couldn't find any of it in the lab. So he substituted a related material called bisphenol, and the result was a substance so rugged, so tough, so tenacious, that when it hardened, the metal stirring rod, the rod with which he'd been stirring it in the beaker, the rod became inextricably stuck in its mass. And while he was trying to free the stirring rod, Dan smashed the beaker on the floor. But the rod didn't budge. And then Dan threw the hardened glob down a three-story stairwell, and the rod stayed stuck. And the polycarbonate that so stubbornly encased it would become known as Lexan, that miracle material for which Dan Fox would be recognized as the genius of GE. But now I'm going to tell you the rest of the story. Dan Fox wasn't trying to create a tough plastic. He was trying to produce a pliable insulation for coating electric wires. And when his experiment failed, he all but forgot about it. Do you know he put that hardened mass with the stirring rod still stuck in it? He put it on a laboratory shelf where it remained ignored for many months and where it might have stayed forever. So, when you hear people talk about Daniel Fox, the incomparable GE genius, I hope you'll recall today and that his very first professional failure was the most fabulous success of his lifetime. For now you know the rest of the story.